never met one man I wouldn't want to fight.
I can't stop. You useless, Jim.
When I met him, he was already the best cut man in the business.
Can you stop it?
Started training and managing in the 60s, but I never lost his gift.
No.
Leave a look at him.
He's fine. He's fine.
Even if you don't stop this bleeding, I'll give you one more round.
Seconds out. Let's go.
What do we do? Tell me what to do.
You let him hit you.
Sometimes there's just nothing we can do. Cuts too wide, too close to the bone. Maybe you got a severed vein. Or you just can't get the coagulant deep enough. There are all kinds of combinations you come up against down in the different layers of meat. And Frankie knew how to work every one. They got no idea what it is. Boxing is about respect. Getting it for yourself and taking it away from the other guy.
I'll warm up the car.
Mr. Dunn.
I owe you money.
No, sir.
I know your mama.
Don't rightly know, sir.
What is it you want?
I was on the undercard. I won my fight, too. Maggie Fitzgerald?
Well, Maggie Fitzgerald, what's up?
Did you happen to see him?
Nope.
I did pretty good. Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fight, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
It's a mistake. Car should be able to back up, Frankie.
Just push, will you?
What did Hogan want?
Offered us a title shot.
About time.
I turned him down flat. Two or three more fights, you'll be ready.
Two, three more fights for a long time now, Frankie.
Look, Willie, you get one shot at the title. You lose it, it may not come around again. Two or three more fights, and we'll be ready.
What do you say, Frankie?
Frankie liked to say that boxing is an unnatural act. That everything in boxing is backwards. Sometimes, the best way to deliver a punch is step back.
Do your best, Lord, to protect Katie, Annie, too. Other than that, you know what I want. There's no use me repeating myself.
But step back too far. You ain't fighting at all.
Was a great sermon. Made me weep.
What's confusing you this week?
Oh, it's the same old one God, three God thing.
Frankie, most people figure out by kindergarten it's about faith.
Is it sort of like snap, crackle, and pop all rolled up in one big box?
You're standing outside my church comparing God to Rice Krispies? The only reason you come to Mass every day is to wind me up. It's not going to happen this morning.
Well, I'm confused.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am.
Then here's your answer. There's one God. Anything else, because I'm busy.
What about the Holy Ghost?
He's an expression of God's love.
And Jesus?
Son of God, don't play stupid.
Well, what is he then? Does that make him a demigod?
There are no demigods, you fucking pagan. Did you write your daughter?
Absolutely.
Now you're lying to a priest. You know what? Take a day off. Don't come to Mass tomorrow.
Some people say the most important thing a fighter can have is heart. Frank would say, show me a fighter who's nothing but heart, and I'll show you a man waiting for a beating. I think I only ever met one fighter who was all heart.
My name's Dangerous Dealer, fighting Flip on Bam Bam Fox out of Broward County, Texas.
Danger showed up a couple of years back. He'd come visiting L.A. with Irvell, his mom's new boyfriend. Apparently, Irvell got lost and ended up back in Texas. Danger looked for him for about a week before he introduced himself.
Hey, you know, I got nothing against niggers.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of people where I come from does, but my mama taught me not to cause hurt to no man, niggers or not.
You got a nice mama. Anything else I can do for you? Just one of those questions you ask. But Danger wanted to give it his best answer.
Well, sir, I'd like to become the welterweight champion of the world. And I challenge the Motor City Cobra, Thomas Evening Hearns, to fight me for the welterweight championship of the whole world.
Yo, Flip, shut up, man. You ain't even ranked. You gotta have at least one fight to be ranked.
Hey, I'll fight any man anytime.
Oh, hey, you a bad man, huh? Hey, come on, get in the ring. Go around with me.
Sure, Al.
Oh, well.
Leave him alone. Danger, you're going back to training.
Will do, Miss Gray.
Oh, them some nice tights, Danger. I'm gonna give you that ass whooping later, Olive Oil.
Hey, bro, those pants look real pretty on you, bro.
Give his mama back her tights.
Shaurel Berry had a left hook that would move a tank, but he had a heart the size of a split pea. Frank had bought the hit pit from Bobby Malone 17 years ago. Bobby wanted to move to Florida, and Frank wanted some security. Bobby died while he was packing. Frank found out most gyms lose money.
I thought I told you I didn't want Danger working out here anymore.
Oh, he ain't hurting nothing, Frankie.
Well, he's hurting me, breaking my heart, watching him punch the air like he's gonna punch back. And how many times have I got to tell you that bleach is bleach? Why can't you just buy the cheap stuff? You don't always have to buy the expensive stuff.
It smells better, Frankie.
Bleach smells like bleach.
Hey, Spur.
Hey, Mr. Willie.
Fion estashio glasa agat.
What kind of language is that?
What do you want?
I just thought you might like to know you got a fighter out there not talking to another manager.
Not talking to another manager?
And not just any manager. Mickey Mack.
You came in here to tell me that Big Willie is not talking to Mickey Mack.
Not a word. Neither one of them.
I'm trying to read here.
Well, you think that's more important? Who's your new girl?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hurry up. She keeps hitting her like that, she's gonna break her wrists.
Wasting your time. I told you I don't train girls.
Thought you might change your mind.
There's dozens of trainers who train girls. You won't have any trouble finding one.
You don't hardly need a dozen, boss. You'll do fine.
Don't call me boss now. I'm not your boss, and don't you be calling me that. Willie, you ready to work?
Anytime.
If I stop calling you boss, will you train me?
No.
Then I might as well just keep calling you it.
She came from southwestern Missouri. The hills outside the scratch-ass Ozark town of Theodosia. Set in the cedars and oak trees somewhere between nowhere and goodbye. She grew up knowing one thing. She was trash.
Swim a dog.
She'd come 1,800 miles, but Theodosia was still just over the hill.
Working the bag, boss.
Not your boss. You have bags working you. Give her money back.
You sure?
How much did she pay?
6 months.
Jesus Christ.
No, oh, give her back.
No, don't be a smartass now, will you? Woman thinks I'm going to throw away 6 months worth of dues just to get rid of her. She's out of her mind. But just don't encourage her, understand? Okay. And what's danger doing out there? What's he looking at?
Like a bottle of water.
He paid his dues?
Dues? Boy can't afford pants. Want him to pay dues?
Get out of my office.
Can't think of his bag. I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? He's constantly moving. He's moving towards you. He's moving around you. He's moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. It's gonna smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch them real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. And keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good, good. Keep rotating, keep moving. That's it. Good, good. Keep that chin tucked in. Going around. Keep moving, keep moving. Good, good, good.
Like
good.
That?
Yeah. Give him a few shots. Tuck the chin in now. Tuck the chin in. That's good. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag. You do have a speed bag.
Boss, I'll just borrow it till I can buy my own.
Glad you're going home now.
I'll walk out with you?
No, I am home. We'll see.
It's nice. Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
I'll just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Somebody you can beat.
I don't fight women.
Why not, Bo? It's perfect, Bo. Because you know why? Because she, like you, you could fight to him, and then you could kiss to him, and then you could fight to him one more time.
That's beautiful, man. It's like poetry.
It's like poetry.
You've been reading this shit.
Thanks, Bo.
That's a girl, man. I'll be damned, Flip. I think you're right. Man, look at them little bitty titties. They're like mosquito bites. Man, that's barely even a mouthful.
I saw your last flash, Will. Spent so much time face down, I thought the canvas had titties.
Canvas has titties. Hey, look at me. I'm Sharrell. Just humping the canvas, humping the floor.
Come on, bro.
I'm on the canvas.
Frog having titties? That's funny, bro.
Shut up. What you laughing at? Hey, hold the bag, stupid. Some titties right there. Yo, when they start making those tights for men, Flippy?
Huh? All right, that's enough.
Hey. Give you
oh, I can't, Frankie. Middle one's got a piano lesson. I told Grace I'd drive it.
Oh, something wrong with Gracie's car?
She hates that car. Wants the old one back, but the dealer won't do it. Said he's already got a buyer.
Maybe I should talk to the dealer.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Down whore today doesn't want one.
You ever do any work around here?
Not my job. I'd worry about if I was you. Little girl tends to be coming along.
Yeah. It's almost like something's been helping her.
She might just be a natural. Looks like she's got something.
She's got my speed bag. That's what she's got.
I wonder how the hell she got that.
I wonder. I'm gonna need that speed bag back.
This bag?
Yes, that bag. That's my bag. And if you're hitting it, people will think I'm training you.
Is that such a bad thing, boss?
Yes, yes, it is. Every time you touch it, you're losing the business out here.
I gotta agree, I am embarrassing myself.
Well, I can't just lend it to anybody, you know.
I understand.
Look, you seem like a nice girl. Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I. But you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday. Oh,
well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Well, I hate to say it, but it shows. Somebody's got to be honest with you. I hate to be the one to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, sorry for using your bag, Mr. Dunn.
You're not going to cry now, are you?
No, sir.
Yeah. Here. Keep the goddamn thing.
No, you need it.
No, take the bag. I haven't seen it in 20 years anyway. I've had three since then. Just enjoy it, will you?
I'll just borrow it till I buy my own.
Yeah. Just don't lose it. I know, Hogan. Your guy's the champ, so we don't split 50s. But if I don't see 40%... Look, you call me back when it's 60-40, or don't call me back at all. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Frankie.
Something wrong?
I'm sorry to come by your house like this. I know you don't like people dropping in.
Oh, you're not people, Willie. Welcome anytime. Come on in.
I wanted to thank you for getting Grace's car back.
Oh, well, you don't have to thank me. Paying an extra $1,000 for your own car ain't exactly a favor.
Gracie broke out and cried when she saw it.
Really?
I also needed to talk with you about business.
Oh, yeah, well, I just got off the phone with Hogan. We're all set for September. Everything but the split.
I gotta leave you, Frankie.
What? Willie, the title's just two fights away.
It ain't that. It's like you said. I got one shot. If I win, I gotta make as much as I can while I can. I need somebody in the action who can make things happen. And I gotta make a change before the fight. Only way this guy said he'd take me is if he took me to the title.
So I get to the title fight, and this guy takes you there.
Only way he'd do it. I'm sorry, Frankie. I know how long you're waiting on a title. I wish you could have been with me.
Mickey Mack's a businessman. He can't teach you nothing.
You already taught me everything I need to know.
There's some things people just don't want to hear.
Motor City Cobra, Thomas Hitman Hearns, to fight me for the welterweight championship of the whole world.
Danger. I'm wearing these mitts for a reason.
Just working on my footwork, Miss Graham.
Danger, you throw a punch and get the hell out of this gym.
Danger, while you're thinking about that punch, I'll be right back.
I'm thinking how I'm going to hit hard for you, Miss Kraft.
No one had the heart to tell Danger. And Hearn retired years ago.
Beer men fin lat esnadin do dia amat.
I heard about Willie. It's cold. It's dead cold. Of course, it wouldn't be so bad if he weren't so damn old.
Yeah, well, at least I can see through both eyes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do you a lot of good, though, did it?
while I've got the gym. Don't need to be training fighters at my age.
Will it tell you why?
It's Mickey. Mickey's got the connections.
Why, it ain't about connections, Frank. It's about you not believing in him.
Well, I found him. I stuck with him for 8 years. How's that for not believing in him?
You could have got him a title fight 2 years ago. Hell, he knew that. I'm amazed he stayed around this long.
Yeah, well, getting there and taking home the belt are two different things. What was I supposed to do? Just put him in over his head? Not protect him?
Oh, you were protecting him from the championship.
Yeah.
Well, now it makes sense.
Well, what about you, Scrap? What did your manager do? You were a hell of a fighter, a lot better than Willie. He get you a title fight, or did he just bust you out banging your head against other people's fists until you lost your eye?
I had my shot. I went out swinging, and no man can say I didn't.
Yeah, well, I remember. And excuse me if I didn't want my fighter spending the second half of his life cleaning up other people's spit.
Yeah, right. Right, you're the smart one. You're the one learning Greek.
It's Gaelic.
Well, you just protected yourself out of a championship fight. How do you say that in Gaelic?
Cheeseburger.
You bought me a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I never see you buy anybody a cheeseburger.
Well, I couldn't eat it, and I ordered it. You want it?
Well, I guess the planet can go back to spinning. You watched the fight?
Yeah, I watched it. Willie did good.
That's what you've got to say?
Well, he won, didn't he? He did good.
I see you've been working on yourself. Learning to open up, that's good work.
You watch it?
Yeah, I got HBO.
How can you afford HBO? How long have I been telling you to save your money?
Ever since I fought Louis Typhoon Johnson at the Stadium Club in Tupelo, Mississippi.
That true?
Yeah. Manager ran off and left you and me to hitch home. Don't you remember nothing?
Well, I remember walking halfway and thinking I was going to be lynched.
I remember you leaving me with my dick in my hand behind that gas station.
Yeah, well, I got a ride. The guy took off before I hardly closed the door. I had to walk back 2 miles.
Your conscience got the better of you, that's why.
How's that?
It's her birthday.
Breathing right, that's why you're panting. So it's your birthday, huh? How old does that make you?
I'm 32, Mr. Dunn. And I'm here celebrating the fact that I spent another year scraping dishes and waitressing, which is what I've been doing since 13. And according to you, I'll be 37 before I can even throw a decent punch. Which, after working this feedback for a month, out of nowhere, I now realize maybe God's simple truth. Other truth is, my brother's in prison. My sister cheats on welfare by pretending one of her babies is still alive. My dad is dead, and my mama weighs 312 pounds. If I was thinking straight, I'd go back home, find a used trailer, buy a deep fryer and some Oreos. Problem is, this is the only thing I ever felt good doing. If I'm too old for this, then I got nothing. Is that enough truth to suit you?
This your speed bag?
But yours behind the counter. Wish I could say I wore it out.
Just hold it. Hold it. I'll show you a few things, and then we'll get you a trainer.
No. Sorry.
You're in a position to negotiate?
Yes, sir. Because I know if you train me right, I'm going to be a champ. I've seen you looking at me.
Yeah, out of pity.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that if it ain't true. I want a trainer. I don't want charity, and I don't want favors. If you're not interested, then I got more celebrating to do.
Stop, stop, stop. God, stop. The hell are you doing? Okay. If I'm going to take you on...
You won't never regret it.
Look, just listen to me. If I take you on...
I promise I'll work so hard.
God, this is a mistake already.
Mm-mm. I'm listening, boss.
If I take you on, you don't say anything. You don't question me. You don't ask why. You don't say anything except maybe, yes, Frankie. And I'm going to try to forget the fact that you're a girl.
That's all I ask.
And don't come crying to me if you get hurt. All righty.
We got a deal.
No, not quite. I'm going to teach you how to fight. Then we'll get you a manager and I'm off down the road.
Well, I hate to argue with you, but...
Don't argue with me. That's the only way we're doing it. I teach you all you need to know and then you go off and you make $1 million. I don't care. You get your teeth knocked out. I don't care. I don't want to hear about it either way. That's just the way it's going to be. It's the only way I'll do it. Now, one of the things I've noticed around the gym is you never move your feet. You stand there just flat-footed. You've got to move your feet. That's one of the best things I'm going to be able to teach you. So, here's what you do. You get yourself, bend your knees a little bit. Get in an athletic position. Look like you're going to hit something.
Move them how, boss?
Hit the bag. Stop.
What'd I do wrong?
Okay, you did two things wrong. One is you asked a question, and two is you asked another question. Now, what I want you to do, it's not about hitting it hard, it's how good you hit it. So, watch me. And you count with me if you want. I guess it's just count on a one count. I hit it right through the bag.
Can you show me that again?
Just say one, please.
One.
Okay. One?
One.
Okay. Yeah, just say one. That's good. That's good. Then I move over to my right foot. You see, my weight is shifting to my right foot. Then I hit it with my back of my hand, sort of like I'm thin ice with an ice pick. Then I come over, I shift to my left foot, and I hit it with my right hand. And Nice big maneuver again. And I come over on my right foot. Right.
Watch your knees for
Thanksgiving. Just like that.
Under the shoulders. To make a fighter, you gotta strip them down to bare wood.
Rest when you're dead. Come here.
You can't just tell them to forget everything you know. You gotta make them forget it in their bones. So tired they only listen to you, only hear your voice, only do what you say and nothing else. Show them how to keep their balance and take it away from the other guy. Generate momentum off your right toe, and how to flex your knees when you fire a jab. How to fight backing up so that the other guy doesn't want to come after you. Then you got to show them all over again, over and over and over, till they think they were born that way.
You think I'm ready for a fight, boss? Disagree with you.
Every time you get under pressure, you're holding your breath. Now stop doing that.
Okay. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good, right? I mean, for a girl.
I don't train girls.
You think I might be ready for a fight, boss?
Well, we'll get a manager and we'll find out, won't we?
I like to, but you've been keeping me too busy. Got any family, boss?
What?
You spending all this time with me, I didn't know if you had any.
No. Well, I've got a daughter, Katie.
That's family.
We're not exactly close.
How much she weigh?
What?
Trouble in my family comes by the pound.
Not very big. Used to be real athletic. Don't know if she kept it up.
So, what do you think? I ready for a fight?
Hey, Sally. Come here for a minute, will you?
Frankie, I need to see you in the back for a minute, okay? Now,
see you a minute.
Sally here's a real good manager. Has a couple of Golden Glove boys. Looking for a girl, Sally?
I'm looking for a good one.
We'll see. There you go. Nice working with you, girlie. What do you want?
Nothing. Lying. I've been watching you work. You got a hell of a left.
Thank you.
So, you want to give this a try? See if it's a fit?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Because I think you're ready for a fight.
Myself. Every time I get in Thatcher's all mad.
You're doing great. You're wearing it down. Just keep punching.
I ain't doing great. I'm losing.
You're wearing it down.
Keep your laptop.
Honda's got a lot of good fighters. It's got Joe Yadajo, lightweight champ.
Yeah. Your left, damn it.
Wouldn't have been my choice for a first fight, but Sally's a good manager. I must think she can take her.
Jesus H. Your left. Keep your left up.
He thinks he can hear you from back here. If Maggie loses, wouldn't mean anything to Sally. Might even help him. Lonnie's girl gets another win. Lonnie might let Sally's lightweight fight Joey Adagio for the title.
Sally's trying to set a fight with Adagio?
Hey, what do I know? I just come because I enjoy the fights.
Mother of God.
Okay, great.
Hey, come here. Come
here. Hey, get off me.
Dropping your left hand. Quit dropping your left hand.
Hey, Frankie, you mind if I talk to my fighter?
Well, you're doing a hell of a job of it, Sally. Is this the way you advise your lightweight?
Done. What the hell are you doing?
I'm talking. What are you doing?
Is this your fighter?
It's my fighter.
It ain't fitting her well, Sally.
Fine. You take her. She can't fight worth a shit anyway. Somebody tell me what's going on.
Look, I was late. Sally was just subbing for me.
You're telling me this is your fighter?
Yeah, this is my fighter.
Then you got 10 seconds.
I keep holding my left up, boss. Then I throw a punch and it keeps dropping.
Yeah, well, let it drop.
That'd be a lot easier.
She thinks she knows you, that's all. Every time you drop it, she comes right over the top. So you just wait for her, see? That's all she's thinking about. And when she cocks that big right hand, you hear me?
I hear you, boss.
And when she does, you step to the side and come over with this big goodnight hook. You got one?
Got her right here.
Okay.
Bite or I'm calling it.
Go give it to her.
The body knows what fighters don't. How to protect herself. Her neck can only twist so far. Twist it just a hair more. And the body says, hey, I'll take it from here. Because you obviously don't know what you're doing.
Neutral point. See the way she did that? Yeah. Sugar Ray would do that. Girl's got sugar.
Lie down now. Rest. And we'll talk about this when you regain your senses. It's called a knockout mechanism.
Don't get all carried away.
Thanks, boss.
You forgot the rule. Now, what is the rule?
Keep my left up?
Is to protect yourself at all times. Now, what is the rule?
Protect myself at all times.
Good, good.
You gave me away. How is that protecting me?
It wasn't.
It's okay. I'll work on my left, boss.
Drink your water.
Other than that, how'd I do?
Fine. You did fine.
You gonna leave me again?
Never. That place you work, do they have homemade lemon meringue pie there?
Sure.
Not the kind with the canned filling crap.
Big can, yay size, says homemade on the label.
I want you to take the weekend off.
It's only Thursday.
You gonna argue with me?
No better than to do that, boss.
Good.
All fighters are pig-headed some way or other. Some part of them always thinks they know better than you about something.
Can you spare a few minutes for the Immaculate Conception?
Truth is, even if they're wrong, even if that one thing is going to be the ruin of them, if you can beat that last bit out of them, then they ain't fighters at all.
Thought I'd see you Monday.
You sure did, boss.
That was last night.
He said not to argue with you.
Damn woman won't do a thing I tell her.
You want my advice?
What? Where are your shoes?
They're not my feet.
You got big holes in your socks.
Oh, they're not that big.
Didn't I give you money for some new ones?
These are my sleeping socks. My feet like a little air at night.
How come you're wearing them in the daytime, then?
Because my daytime socks got too many holes in them.
Well, if I give you some more money, you can buy some new socks. Please.
Well, I'd be tempted, but I couldn't say for sure. Might find its way to the track.
Thing down?
You ain't breathing because you're knocking them out in the first round, that's what.
Thought that was the point.
The point is to get good. You can't get good if you keep knocking them out in the first round. How am I going to get you fights? Nobody wants to see their fighter embarrassed now.
Well, I'm not still doing four rounders, boss.
Because you haven't got the lungs for six rounds, that's why.
I do if I keep knocking them out in the first round.
Fight one more four rounder. Just to let her know who was boss.
Sorry, boss.
Maggie left no doubt about it. First six rounder didn't go quite as smooth. Round. After that, no manager wanted to put his fighter in with Maggie. Frankie had to go into his pocket to get a decent fight, sweetening the purse by paying managers on the side.
worked for so long. Then Frankie did something he hated doing. He took a chance. He moved her up in class. That could have been a mistake.
I can't. I've got to call it.
I've seen what you can do. Fix it.
Look, I can snap it back into place, but I can't stop the bleeding. The ring doctor's going to call it.
Please, Frank, if you can stop the blood, I can beat her.
Write down on this. Breathe in. Okay, huh?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. All right. You got 20 seconds before this turns into a geyser and it's going to spray all over the front row. 20 seconds, that's all you've got. Now get going.
Treat that is.
When the hell are they gonna get to her?
I'm okay, Frankie.
What'd you learn tonight?
Always protect myself.
What's the rule?
Always protect myself.
Margaret Fitzgerald?
Here.
I'll be right here.
How you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm not the one who's hurt.
Broken nose don't hurt that much.
Why are you telling me that?
No reason. But some wounds are too deep or too close to the bone. And no matter how hard you work at it, you just can't stop the bleeding.
That's right, your daughter.
Every week.
I've no idea why you come to church.
After her 12th straight knockout, Frankie got a couple of real good offers. The first was to fight Billy the Blue Bear Osterman for the WBA welterweight title. Bill was a former prostitute out of East Berlin. Had a reputation for being the dirtiest fighter in the ranks. Didn't seem to matter to her that something like that could kill a person. And the crowds loved her. He turned it down without even telling her. The next was to fight the British champ, the Jamaican girl Billy just beat.
Hello? Not interested.
He turned that down, too.
That's a lot of money, boss.
You're making money. What are you still working here for?
It's a title match, right?
Are you British? It's a title you can't take away. She's got nothing to lose. You got nothing to win.
Might still be a good fight.
I just brought you up to welterweight. Too good to fight these contenders. You'd rather fight some bullshit champ.
Didn't notice I was fighting any contenders.
Well, you can get yourself another manager anytime you want. In fact, if you learned to protect your face a little better, I wouldn't have to turn down this money.
My face out there so much, it's a miracle I haven't been knocked out yet, boss.
You might want to shower. Here you go. Here you go.
What's this?
Well, ain't no big secret what you're wishing for. Born and blow.
Thank you.
33 ain't so old, huh? I was still fighting at 39. Fought for 23 years.
How's it going, Scrap?
That's doing good, Mickey. Doing good.
What do you have?
Coffee.
You do not speak it?
Don't hardly know him.
I met Frankie right after my 37th birthday. He was picking up cut work. He used to patch me up when I thought it was impossible. Good man to have in the corner.
Yes, he is.
He stayed with me through my last fight in Sanford, too. My manager was off getting drunk somewhere. It was just Frankie and me. I was taking a hellacious beating. Everybody's got a particular number of fights in him. Nobody tells you what that number is. Mine was 109. I just didn't want to admit it. Fourth round, this cut opens up. Blood starts pouring into my eye. They should have stopped the fight, but hell, I was a black man in San Perdue. blood was what I was there for. Round after round, I kept getting Frankie to patch me up. He's talking about throwing in the towel, but he ain't my manager. He can't throw in nothing. Round after round, he's arguing with me. I'm almost laughing because hell is getting more to him than to me. I go 15 rounds, lose by decision. Next morning, I lose the eye. In 23 years, he's never said a thing about it. Doesn't have to. I can see it in his face every time he looks at me. Somehow, Frankie thinks he should have stopped that fight. Should have saved my eye. Spends his life wishing that he could take back that 109th fight. I wanted to go to 110. Thing is, if you want to get to the title, maybe he's not the one to take you there.
You tell Mr. Mack we'd be here tonight?
You go out and eat your cupcake. It's the rule. Always protect yourself. People never take their own advice. If she was going to leave Frankie, better she did it to him then.
Mr. Mickey Mack? I'm Maggie Fitzgerald. I hear you're a real good manager doing good things for Big Willie. But I thought you should know I ain't never leaving Mr. Dunn. So you don't need to make any more excuses to bump into me. Sorry for interrupting your dinner.
Maggie always did like taking him out in the first round. Same way. Return to sender.
What are you doing with your money?
Saving it.
Good girl. You know, you save enough of it, you ought to get yourself a little house. Cash, no mortgage.
Gonna be a while before I can do that.
Yeah, well, it might be a stretch, but you gotta get yourself a place of your own. Go around wasting it on things that don't matter, and what do you got? You understand? Pretty soon you wait long enough. You got nothing.
Okay, as soon as I get the money.
Well, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I'm just trying to keep you from doing the same.
I know, boss.
I'm not going to live forever.
What is it?
It's a tape on that girl in England you're going to fight. If you're going to go for the title, we got some moves to...
Hey, get the hell down. How old I am.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Darling, just here, let me put this in the machine.
What machine?
You don't have a TV, huh?
No. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Ten minutes, love.
Thank you. Pine says he loves me.
Well, he's probably not the first one to say that.
First since my daddy. Hmm. I win, you think he'll propose?
You win, I'll propose. Look, I got your gift here.
I think they gave you somebody else's.
No, no. This is it.
What's it mean?
I don't know. It's just something in Gaelic.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yes.
Real silk thread.
She wasn't the main attraction. She was on the undercard of a middleweight title fight. But ask someone who was there. They couldn't tell you who else fought that night.
Why? She's a better fighter than you are, that's why. She's younger, she's stronger, and she's more experienced. Now, what are you going to do about it? Get in there.
Someone you know.
Good. You find out, you let me know.
Whatever it meant, the name stuck. Maggie fought in Edinburgh and Paris, Brussels and Amsterdam. It was always Mo Cushla. Seems there are Irish people everywhere, or people who want to be. By the time they came back to the States, Maggie was in a whole new league.
What's the split?
60-40.
Good. We'll take 60 and you take 40, being that Maggie's the draw.
Oh, that little girl.
You think I'm wrong, really? You think people are saying that they want to see some scabby crowd beat up on Little Miss What's-Her-Name? We'll find someone who says that and we'll take the 40. I'll be the same.
They're at 60-40. They'll come up to 50-50.
How's that girl doing?
Well, she's got a concussion and a broken eardrum.
She be all right?
And if she isn't?
Maybe I should send her something.
Well, you could send her your check if you'd like. I'm sure she'd take it.
Boss, that little house we talked about? I bought it.
Oh, smart girl.
For my mama. It's only about a mile from where she lives now. No mortgage, just like you said.
You're a good daughter.
She don't know about it yet. I was hoping maybe we could stay an extra day, drive over there. I know she wants to meet you.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mama, come on out here. Miriam's here.
This is the Johnsons' old house.
Not anymore. It's all yours, Mama. For you and Mardale and the kids.
Miriam, you bought this for me?
Yeah, all yours, free and clear.
Darling.
No fridge, no stove, neither.
They'll be here for you, Miriam.
How much money this cost?
You never mind that.
Well, you shouldn't have done this.
You need a decent place.
You shouldn't have done it. You should have asked me first. Darling, government's going to find out about this house. They're going to stop my welfare.
Oh, no, they ain't.
Yeah, they are. You're fine. You're working, but I can't live without my welfare.
Mama, I send you money.
What about my medicine? Medicaid going to cut me off. How am I supposed to get my medicine?
I'll send you more money.
I hope you don't expect J.D. to move in here with us. He's getting out, you know.
Why don't you just give me the money? Would you have to buy me a house?
I didn't ask you, Mama. But it's yours. You want the money? Sell it.
I don't... I know you didn't mean nothing hurtful by this, but sometimes you just don't think things through.
It's true, Mama.
I'll try and keep the house. Worry about all those expenses.
I'll send you some more money.
That man hitting you?
It's from the fight.
Oh.
I'm a fighter, Mama.
Find a man, Mary M. Live proper. People hear about what you're doing and they laugh. Hurts me to tell you, but they life at you.
ever own a dog?
No. Closest I ever came was a middleweight from Barstow.
My daddy had a German Shepherd, Axel. Axel's hindquarters were so bad, he had to drag himself room to room by his front legs. Me and Mardell bust up laughing watching him scoot across the kitchen floor. Daddy, he's so sick by then, he couldn't hardly stand himself. But one morning he got up, carried Axel to his rig, and the two of them went off into the woods singing and howling. But it wasn't until he got home that night alone that I saw the shovel in the back of the truck. Sure miss watching the two of them together. I got nobody but you, Frankie.
Well, you've got me. At least that is until we find you a good manager.
Hey, can we stop just up here?
Yeah.
This place has the best lemon pie around. None of that canned stealing crap.
Now I can die and go to heaven.
I used to come here with Daddy.
Wonder if a place like this is for sale. I got a little bit of savings.
That's fine, fine. That's...
Hey, what the hell's danger looking at?
It's like another bottle of water.
Want to come to Vegas with us?
What, you over suffer over the nickel slots?
Uh-uh.
My heart can't take that kind of pounding.
Well, she's got a title shot. The Blue Bear. $1 million split right down the center.
Oh, that's good, Frank. That's real good.
Well, I could use a good second. Can't find one. I thought I'd ask you.
Well, why the hell would I want to do that?
Well, because you're a half-blind old fool who never got there himself. I thought you might like to feel what it's like to be in a ring in a title match. Excuse me for feeling sorry for you.
Nah, you pick up somebody there in Vegas. Somebody with young hands.
You're not going to cry now, are you? I've already got one girl.
I leave his place for one day. Got any idea what it would look like when I come back?
Kind of like it looks right now.
Oh, go to hell. Tell Maggie don't come back here without a belt.
Will do.
Hey, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. I feel real stupid asking it.
No such thing as a stupid question, man, Danger.
Okay. How'd you get all the ice and hair through this little tiny hole? I've been thinking on it. Can't figure it out.
Why don't I show you, Danger?
Oh, you could do that? You could show me?
I think so.
Also, Miss Grant, I was kind of thinking I might be ready for a fight.
Well, I got the tickets. You ready?
You flying?
Would you rather drive?
You're asking me?
Would you rather fly or would you rather drive?
So, finally get to decide something?
That's what I'm saying.
Fine. Fly there, drive back.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. How the hell are we going to do that?
It is up to me.
Give him hell, that Danger.
Hey, old school, the toilet's overflowing.
Hey, Flippy, come here for a minute.
Jesus.
Jesus. Dumbass.
Come on.
He's sitting there pressing rot. Drinking Mai Tais. Looking at naked women.
Come on, they just put up your hands. Come on.
Corner training?
How'd I do, Miss Scrape?
You did good, Danger. You did real good.
You're my man. You rock.
Oh, come on, Flip, man. You ain't done. You ain't even fight good yet.
Anybody can lose one fight. Anybody can lose one, son. You'll come back from this. You'll be champion of the world.
Oh, well, Miss Scrape. I should have known.
Come on, old school, man. We don't need to be talking.
I know I can do it. Just I'm tired of doing something for me.
Take the gloves off, man. You ain't even used them, Danger.
Mind if I borrow this, Danger?
Oh, man. I thought your name was Danger. Come on now. Oh, I see. Now I get to fight a retard and an old man. Call ESPN because you can't write this shit. Oh!
This one, I'll tell you what it means. I got you some pipers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the
feature presentation of the evening. In this corner, the challenger, Maggie Fitzgerald, in the red corner. In the blue corner, the WBA welterweight champion of the world, Billy the Blue Bear.
Cost you a point. You hear me? Go fight.
One point deduction at the blue point.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first round is in the books on this championship match.
There we go.
Looking good.
You pull that crap one more time, you're disqualified.
It'll be all right.
Got no doubt, boss.
Watch yourself. Stay away from this thing.
Eyes are blowing, boss.
How many eyes you need to finish this fight?
One to death. Now, what do I do about the bear?
Okay, you know, you step into the outside and hook him to the river.
I've been doing it. She's made of steel.
I know, but I don't want you to go to the river this time. I want you to hit it right up under her skinny ass. Understand? Right in the sciatic nerve. Just keep digging it in there. Digging it in. And just keep sticking it. You hear that?
What about the rest?
Just keep yourself between the ref and the bear, and everything's just be fine.
This is yours. Keep it guard. Keep it up.
good. Give me punky, you know what I mean?
Feeling, Don?
I want a beard, boss.
I thought it might help me with the ladies.
Can't say it does.
He's out there talking to the doctors. Probably telling them how to do their job.
They're telling him I'm a C1 and C2 complete. Means my spinal cord's so broken I'll never be able to fix it. Gonna be frozen like this the rest of my life. I asked him to tell him. I don't know how he's gonna take it. Did you see the fire?
Of course I did. You had a cold, Maggie.
Oh, I shouldn't have dropped my hands. I shouldn't have turned. Always protect myself. How many times he did with him?
Yeah. He does like to repeat himself.
Will you tell him real soon?
What's that thing, Maggie? Tell me what it is.
It's your fault. Yeah, it's your fault she's lying in there like that. You kept after me until I trained her. I knew I shouldn't have done it, her being a girl and all. Everything kept telling me not to. Everything but you. I'm gonna get you out of here. Doctors around here don't know squat. Otherwise, why would they be living out here in the desert? As soon as you're able to be moved, find some place where they've actually studied medicine.
You just rest there. I'm on it.
Frankie must have called every hospital in America looking for somebody who'd tell him they could fix her. Came close twice. Till they checked her over, said there was nothing to be done. Took 2 months till she was stable enough to move.
We got nurses for that, you know.
Yeah, they're amateurs.
She developed skin ulcers because she couldn't change positions. Six-hour trip by ambulance.
Hi there, drive back.
The rehab center Frankie found was a nice place. It took good care of Maggie. She wouldn't have complained if they hadn't. Took several hours every day to get her ready for the wheelchair.
One, 2, 3.
Since she couldn't breathe on her own, her respirators were always on. Oxygen was pumped into her 24 hours a day. Maggie's mama called to say they were all coming for a visit. She waited by the window every day for the next 2 weeks. Sure. Frankie finally tracked them down. Learned they'd checked into their hotel 6 days earlier. Kept leaving messages which were never returned.
You don't have to hang around all day.
I like it here. I don't mind. In fact, if you weren't here, I'd come here anyway to read my books.
Mom will be here soon. Share some of the burden.
Well, it's no burden. Here. Read this.
Hey, girl. Why are you here?
Okay, that's enough. It's terrible. Anyway, I'll tell you in English what you're saying. It says, I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there, of clay and wattles made. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. Dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. Not bad, huh?
You gonna build a cabin, boss?
Me?
Yeah. You know, when you quit all this.
You mean boxing? No, I'll never quit. I like the stink too much, I guess.
You think? Because I could see you there real easy with your books and lemon pie.
How about you? Would you like to go live in a cabin?
I could learn how to bake.
Hey, well, then I'll... Maybe I'll start looking then. Frankie Dunn, I met you back out in Missouri.
Where's my little girl?
Well, don't you think you ought to go back to the hotel and change? She doesn't know you've been here a week visiting Woody and Mickey.
We got business with my sister. Why don't you just tell us where she is?
Oh, you must be JD, and you must be the business guy. Look, there's some rides you missed. Why don't you just go on back, and I'll tell you you couldn't make it.
I drove all the way here to take care of my child, and you're suggesting I'm not a good mother? Mary M. can't go nowhere. We could have taken her to Disneyland. We would have.
Margaret Fitzgerald.
Right down here, 301.
Come on, let's go.
I saw myself breathing. Like, my body was going up and down. I thought, why didn't somebody tell me?
Your hair needs washing. It's kind of greasy.
It's just some kind of legal thing.
What is it?
How are we all doing here?
Sorry, darling, but we ain't got a lot of time. Mr. Johnson's charging us a lot of money to be here to make sure this is done proper.
Why don't you just leave that, and then I'll read it to her later.
Hey, old man. You part of our family?
Stay the hell out of this.
Read it to me, Mama.
It's just not legal. Protect your money.
Mama, you don't have to worry. The boxing commission's paying for all this, everything.
What if they don't marry him? Mr. Johnson says they can take my house.
If you assign your assets to your mother, no one will be able to touch them.
No doctors, no funeral expenses. Nothing.
Yeah, look, why don't you just leave it, and then I'll just read it to her later on.
Mr. Dunn, with respect, this ain't your business.
All right. I'll be out in the hall.
You've been a good daughter, Mary Ann. You sign that paper, it'll take care of your family the way your daddy would have wanted you to. How do you make your mark? Can you hold a pen?
She got to do it with her teeth, Mama.
Huh?
You got to put it in her mouth.
Here you go, honey.
You see the fat, Mama?
Hey, you know how I feel about that.
I did pretty good.
You lost, Mary Ann. Ain't your fault the way I heard it, but you lost. Don't want to lose the rest of what you got left.
What happened to you?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Mama, you take Mardell and JD and get home. Before I tell that lawyer there that you're so worried about your welfare, you never signed those house papers like you're supposed to. So anytime I feel like it, I can sell that house from one of your fat, lazy hillbillies. And if you ever come back, that's exactly what I'll do.
count to 10.
Don't smell real pretty, does it, Doc?
We might have to lose it, Maggie.
To know what Makushla means.
Well, you didn't win. I don't have to tell you.
You're the meanest man I ever met. I want to know what loves you. You remind me of my daddy.
Well, he must have been very intelligent. That's a man.
You ain't gonna make me talk no more Yeats, are you?
No, I was looking at this catalog from City College. I thought I'd get you a wheelchair, maybe the kind that operates by blowing through a straw. I thought maybe you'd like to go back to school.
I got a favor to ask you, Paul.
Sure. Anything you want.
Remember what my daddy did for Axel?
Don't even think about that.
Can't be like this, Frankie. Not after what I've done. I've seen the world. People chanted my name. Well, not my name, some damn name you gave me. They were chanting for me. In magazines. You think I ever dreamed that happened? I was born at 2 pounds, 1.5 ounces. Daddy used to tell me I fought to get into this world. And I'd fight my way out. That's all I want to do, Frankie. I just don't want to fight you to do it. I got what I needed. Got it all. Don't let them keep taking it away from me. Don't let me lie here till I can't hear those people chanting no more.
I can't. Please. Please don't ask me.
I'm asking.
I can't.
Solution. She'd better tell him.
Stop. Stop. Look at me. Look at me.
To death before they stitched her up. She came around and ripped him out before Frankie even got there. He stitched her up again, patted the tongue so she couldn't bite.
You know that.
I do, Father. You don't know how thick she is, how hard it was to train her. Other fighters would do exactly what you say to them, and she'd ask why this and why that, and do it her own way anyway. She fought for the title. It wasn't by anything. It wasn't by listening to me. Now she wants to die, and I just want to keep her with me. And I swear to God, Father, it's committing a sin by doing it. By keeping her alive, I'm killing her. You know what I mean? How do I get around that?
You don't. You step aside, Frankie. You leave her with God.
She's not asking for God's help. She's asking for mine.
Frankie, I've seen you at Mass almost every day for 23 years. The only person who comes to church that much is the kind who can't forgive himself for something, whatever sins you're carrying. They're nothing compared to this. Forget about God or heaven and hell. If you do this thing, you'll be lost. So merciful, deep. You'll never find yourself again.
keeping her sedated so she won't try that again.
Went to see Maggie this morning. You must have been somewhere else.
Yeah.
You got a fight I don't know about?
It wasn't your fault. I was wrong to say that.
You're damn right. I found you a fighter, and you made her the best fighter she could be.
I killed her.
Don't say that. Maggie walked through that door with nothing but guts, no chance in the world of being what she needed to be. A year and a half later, she's fighting for the championship of the world. You did that. People die every day, Frankie. Mopping floors, washing dishes. You know what the last thought is? I never got my shot. Because of you, Maggie got her shot. If she dies today, you know what her last thought will be? I think I did all right. I know I could rest with that.
Yeah.
To get a cup of coffee.
Disconnect your air machine. And you gotta go to sleep. And I'll give you a shot and you'll stay asleep. Makushla means my darling.
He gave her a single shot. It was enough adrenaline to do the job a few times over. He didn't want her going through this again. He had anything left. I went back to the gym, waited, figuring he'd turn up sooner or later. That's when a ghost came through the door.
I got to thinking what you said, Miss Scrap.
What was that, Danger?
Anybody can lose one fight.
That's the truth. Go and put your gloves on. You missed a lot of training.
Will do, Miss Scrap. Shortly.
Frankie didn't leave a note, and nobody knew where he went. I'd hoped he'd gone to find you and ask you one more time to forgive him. But maybe he didn't have anything left in his heart. I just hope he found some place where he could find a little peace. A place set in the cedars and oak trees. Somewhere between nowhere and goodbye. But that's probably wishful thinking. No matter where he is, I thought you should know what kind of man your father really was.